Hello, everybody. This is a little message from me, Sam Lake, before you enjoy this episode. I just wanted to say thank you so much for everyone who has downloaded, watched, streamed the podcast so far. The response has been so overwhelming, so lovely, and we've got more exciting episodes and things and little bits coming your way very soon. I've got a little request to make of you. If you do enjoy this show, then please consider giving us a review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, preferably a 5-star if you've got it in you. And if it asks you to leave a little message, anything longer than 5 words would be lovely. That does sound specific, but basically what it does is it takes the algorithm, the dirty little algorithm, and it pinches the algorithm in that little sweet spot, and it gets the algorithm it gets the algorithm wet. It moistens the algorithm, it lubes it up so that we can get the podcast into the ears of many more people, which would be lovely. It sounds more graphic than it actually is, but that's enough from me. Thank you again, and enjoy this episode. You know, some people age like a fine wine, and some people age like a can of special brew left on a hot windowsill. Whichever one you are, get ready to talk about those pesky little emotions of yours, because it's time for another episode of I've Had a Rosé, Let's Talk About Feelings. Please welcome your host, Sam Lake.
It was me the whole time.
Hi, everyone. We're back in the studio. Hello. Welcome to another episode of I've Had a Rosé, Let's Talk About Feelings. With me, your host, Sam Lake, and today I'm joined by one of my favourite people, Lauren Pattinson.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. Big fan.
Big fan.
Love your work.
Big fan, yes.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Good. Lovely.
Very good. I took a different train route to Edinburgh.
We'll have to be careful about not talking too much about trains, because we could go on.
We could hit trains.
Well, because you already said train, megabus. Very triggering terms for any comedian.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very much so. although you did say, I won't say it because it's your little secret, but you told me about a travel hack for the megabus, which I think is very indulgent. Love.
Snobs.
It involves throwing a crowbar at one of the tyres so you get it for free. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having
me. Very excited to have you. Let's talk about your drink first.
Yes.
I will say we're recording this at, is it like 2:30? So perfectly fine time to be drinking such
a thing.
I think.
It's a lovely sunny Saturday.
It's a lovely sunny. It is sunny. Does the sun ever make you think I could have a little drink?
Exactly.
It does, doesn't it?
Sun's smiling, I'm smiling.
Yeah. You've chosen a drink. I have heard of it, and I can't think if I've had it before. I think. I recognise, because I grew up in a pub, so I've seen the bottle on the shelf lots of times before. Hooch.
I love a bit of hooch.
And for anyone who's listening in one of the countries that's not the United Kingdom, hello, Denmark. We're in the top 40 in Denmark recently. No big deal. Hi, Alpha B. Would love to collab. Because hooch is a slang term for booze in general, I think.
Oh.
Well, I think it is. I think it's used as that.
Hooch.
Hooch. I think it might.
It's very 90s, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I feel like hooch is it. You could use it to describe moonshine or something.
Yeah.
There was an episode of, do you remember that show where it was Bad Girls, the girls in prison?
Yes.
And they made hooch in the toilet.
Made it in, yes.
And they used to decant it into old tampon containers.
Amazing.
And then somebody died because they didn't make it properly.
Oh no, that's a health and safety nightmare.
You girl boss too close to the sun.
And then you died.
So hooch, is there any particular reason that you fancied a hooch?
I unironically like hooch. I feel like it's a drink people drink ironically.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy it. When I used to live in London, you know how there's the one thing I think London does very well is all the little corner shops and the newsagents?
Yes.
Very well stocked. Don't really have that as much back home. And there was a little one by me, and I think it was say 3 cans of hooch for a fiver. So I'd always get it, go in after a gig. I wouldn't have all 3 cans that night. Not a renegade, but I would get my 3 cans and I would have maybe one after a gig or something, and I would do it all the time. And then there was one day I went in, and as I walked in, the guy just went, no, we don't have any hooch left. You bought it all. And then I thought, oh no, I'm hooch girl. They must know when I come in.
You're the girl with the hooch.
I'm just the hoochie mama.
I had a similar thing with the Chicken Cottage, because after work I would go in there, get my 6 barbecue wings on a bed of fries and a little can of strawberry.
Beautiful. Is it the Miranda?
I was going to say vagina, but it is what you said. Yeah. And then one day I went in and they were like, we will give this to you again. Because it was only £3, it was really cheap. Yeah. But they were like, please, go have dinner somewhere else. This isn't good for you.
You know when a business is turning away your customer, a business is doing an intervention.
The man at Chicken Cottage understands my mental health better than I do. Yeah.
God bless. God bless.
It smells great.
It does.
And I don't know, so do you normally have... There's like, is it a lemon flavour?
It's like, I call it alcohol. Well, it's alcoholic lemonade, basically, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, essentially. Lemonade. But this one is pink.
But then they've branched out. They do pink hooch now.
A little pink
hooch.
They
do blue hooch, or blooch, as I like to call it.
Blooch.
And I did see orange hooch in the shop the other day. But ooch. I'm not a fan of orange flavoured hooch. So we got pooch, we got blooch, and we got hooch.
All the ooches. An ooch for every mood.
An ooch for every occasion.
Before we try it... You said you unironically love hooch.
Yeah.
So are you not the type of person who gets, like, embarrassed about your drink order?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, who absolutely has the time?
Not. I walk into a bar and see they've got hooch and I'm like, my people, my people. They're blowing the dust off it as they bring it out the fridge because I'm the only person who's ordered it in however many years.
I will say when I stocked the shelves in my dad's pub growing up, not many fans of Baby Cham.
Yeah.
Something about a hopping reindeer on a bottle just doesn't make people thirsty like it used to. No. Well, should we have a little sip?
Yeah.
Let's have a little sip. Reach over. You've got, which mug have you got? You've got the I'm on horse mug. That's a little stick of butter on a horse.
And nice.
And I've got our sponsors, Auto Glass Repair, Auto Glass Replace. Okay, bottoms up. Mm.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's worryingly drinkable.
Yeah. She's fizzy. She's fun. We like.
And what do you think of the drink?
I can tell this is one where, like, you go out for a quiet drink with your mate and, like, not be too silly. It's only we'll just have a hooch and then it's 6 a.m. and you're fighting in the kebab shop.
I don't fight in the kebab shop. I make friends.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
We were in, what was that place that we went to a couple of weeks ago?
Number one
kebab shop.
Oh, and was it number one kebab?
What? I actually don't remember what I had. I got a pizza at number one kebab shop.
That is bold.
Very
that
ballsy bold. Of me. And we just done a show here. I say just done a show. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And there was a stag do in, and the stag do ended up in number one kebab as well.
I've had that before on Socky Hall Street in Glasgow, and they bought me my cheesy chips.
Oh.
And I was very happy.
They didn't offer to buy us anything.
Well, should have done better.
Hope the wedding fails. Yes. Lovely. Oh, this is going to go down
nice,
a treat.
It's nice, isn't it?
And I've got a day ahead of me as well.
Oh,
got
not
a day
anymore.
Ahead of me. You've got
not
shows
anymore.
To do.
I do. I have 3 shows.
Do you know what you'll need this? Oh, because you'll do it. Yes, because you're doing
got
a little whippy whip.
I am. Yes.
Lovely. Okay. We're all loose. We're ready. We're comfortable. We've got a hooch and a mug. Let's talk about your chosen subject.
Yes.
Something that maybe helps us understand who you are and how you engage with your feelings. Lovely topic.
Very nice.
And I can see why you've come to this one. Dogs.
I love dogs.
Yes, you
I
do.
I love dogs so much.
You've got a lovely dog.
I've got a lovely dog. He drank water from your glass.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
What's mine is his. Very much. I would probably say that about lots of friends' dogs.
Yes.
I'd be like, you know what, they can have whatever they want.
He's very
they can
good.
Have whatever they want.
He's very good. I
He's
used to be
a lovely
scared
boy.
Of dogs, though. I was terrified.
So did you grow up with dogs?
No. My sister got asthma, which is very rude, if you ask me. Very insensitive. Well, ironically, too sensitive, that's why. So we never had pets. I think I was scared of dogs because I didn't have a dog.
Sure.
And I started to look at a lot of dogs, and I was like, man, they are quite cute. I do like them. So then I had that weird mix of... When you really like something, but you're also quite scared of it. So I was that annoying kid where I was like, oh, that looks really cute. And then it would come here and I'd be like, ah. And then my nana got a dog. And this was my gateway dog. This was my gateway. Fat Jack Russell. Loved him. Called Jack. Very imaginative.
Better than Russell.
Better than Russell.
Or fat.
True. True. He was massive. He was like a baby seal.
I like a chubby dog, though.
He was so big.
Not so chubby. My dad used to have a Rottweiler. That got so fat, it broke one of its knees getting up the stairs.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
In a little mobility scooter.
They needed like a Gillian McKeith, but for dogs.
Yes. Ralph's on a diet at the minute, my dog.
Is he?
So I took him to the vet and she was like, oh, he's big. I thought, he's not big. And then she felt them again and she was like, oh, he's quite big. And I was like, well, that's escalated very quickly.
Did you get in defence of your dog?
Yeah,
like, don't body,
like,
shame my dog.
Actually, he's just quite curvaceous and he's got a healthy appetite. And, you know, he gets anxious, so he doesn't run as far as the other dogs. And she was like, you should be able to feel his ribs. And I was like, that feels too skinny.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can feel his ribs, I just have to press a little bit harder.
Just want to really squeeze.
So he's on a diet at the minute.
What is a dog diet like?
So you feed them less and then they look at you like they hate you.
Oh, great.
Which is pretty much...
Yeah.
I put his food down and he's looking at me like, that's a snack. That's not my main meal. And I'm like, come on. I still pay the cheese tax. I've not stopped the cheese tax. That's any
just
time
little,
cooking
little
with cheese,
cheese,
he has to get a little bit of cheese. He has to pay the cheese tax.
Yeah.
But, like, less treats and everything. And
that's
so
such
bad.
A horrible thing to say.
So bad.
I love a treat.
Exactly.
Dogs love treats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he was at Monkey Barra last night, and the lovely Chris Forbes was having a burrito, and Ralph just sat and stared, and I was like, he wants that. And alas, he cannot have it.
He just loves that pulled pork.
He does.
Bless him.
He loves a Greg sausage roll, which arguably could have been the source of the
problem. I am starting to see why he might have put on the weight. Just burritos and sausage rolls.
Burrito and sausage rolls. That was the only time that dog has ever growled at me. He's a very gentle, placid dog.
He is actually, yeah.
And I'd never had a dog before, so I was like, dude, this is my first time. If I mess it up, I do apologise. Mm-hmm. But I thought I'd done a really good job with him. And there was one day, I was walking him around my flat and he went into a bush and I couldn't get him out. Like, I'm pulling and I'm pulling and he's not coming out. And I was like, Ralphie, pulling. And he emerged with a Greg sausage roll in his mouth. That's someone had obviously, like, chucked in the bush. So I was like, drop it. He wouldn't drop it. So I thought, just carry it, bring it with you. So he's carrying this Greg sausage roll all the way around. We get back into the flat. I went to take it off him. He thought it was a game. I thought, right, I'll just get him into the flat and I'll get it off him. And I went to take it off him. And he growled. Only time he's ever growled. So the only thing that dog has ever resource guarded was a Greg sausage roll. And I thought, you know what? I can't be too mad at that.
I can't believe someone threw a sausage roll solid sausage roll.
A full, like, three quarters. They had, like, one bite and obviously going, oh, don't want that. And my dog was like, I'll have it.
Wow. It's nice that he's not precious.
Exactly.
You know, he'll eat.
He's a resourceful king.
Yeah. From farm to... No, what is it? I always say this wrong. Not farm to mouth. Farm to table.
Oh, yes.
Table, locally...
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
The famous Greg's Pig Farms. Locally sourced.
Sometimes I know what I mean and it doesn't matter if anyone else understands. So now you're a dog mum.
Yes.
Do you call yourself a dog mum, a dog parent?
I do. I call myself a single parent, which really does infuriate quite a lot of genuine... even at Monkey Barrel last night, I was like, I couldn't get childcare.
Couldn't get childcare? Yeah.
And I take the piss. I know he's not my child, but I do feel very... motherly towards them.
Well, yeah, because it's something that you would look after and, like, you're responsible for them. I would feel the same way about, like a Tamagotchi.
Yes.
Or a Pokemon.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm nearly at level 37 on Pokemon Go.
Look at you go. That's actually really good. I'm getting back into it now. Sorry, lots of people are going to hate this bit. They just updated it so that you can change, like, your avatar so it looks a bit different. And everyone's saying that the avatars aren't sexy anymore.
Oh, no.
Like, they're not fit. Like, the female...
Because I was really playing Pokemon up my sex appeal.
Well, I mean, like, there's something that got me into the game and then I said, you know. But the female avatar, everyone's being like, oh, she's lost her curves and now her face is just, like, this weird sort of, like, egg. And like, I opened it up to see, like, oh, I wonder if it's that bad. And I was just like... Oh, I look a bit like a sort of like a magician that's fell on hard times.
I did think I looked paler. Maybe this is why.
Lots of people said that they feel paler.
I looked paler. Looked like me, sans fake tan.
They don't have that option in the game, do they?
I wish they did.
Unless you make a hard commitment
to
a different race.
Would you like one coating of Bondi Sands? Yes, I would. An inoffensive coating of Bondi Sands.
An inoffensive.
Is exactly what I would like.
Yes, that's what's on the menu. Yeah. Inoffensive, please. So you do call yourself a mum, you feel like it. Was there any impetus that made you get Ralph in particular? Were you seeking some kind of companionship, or did you just feel like, I'm just going to get a dog?
It was the lesbians. Do you know, not to name drop another podcast on a podcast, but Trusty Hogs?
I've heard of them.
So I was doing Trusty Hogs, and it was at the stage of lockdown where I was running out of things to say on lockdown gigs. There was only so many times I could sit there and be like, these are some things in my room. Like, I ran out of jokes, and then I was like, these are things in my room. And I was on Trusty Hogs, and a lovely audience of, like, gay, lesbian, queer, fantastic audience.
Lovely
and I was
people.
Like, if there's an audience I can trust the opinion of, it's these people.
Yeah.
And so I showed them the picture of the dog that I'd found online, which was Ralph, and I was like, should I get this dog? And they were like, get the dog, get the dog. And I was like, well, I can't say no, I've got to listen to the people.
Yeah.
So I got the dog, and then the next gig I did, I think I had him with us, and I was like, look, I got a puppy. But it wasn't just that. I'd moved into a flat on my own for the very first time.
Okay,
I'd never lived on my own before, and I was like, I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need flatmates. I don't need anyone to live with. And then after 3 months, I was like, man, I'm lonely. Man, there is no one to talk to in this flat. And it was the horrible winter stage of that lockdown.
Mm.
The end of 2020, and I was just thought, oh, if there's ever a time, like, this isn't just me making a rash lockdown decision. I've wanted a dog for ages, and so I had a look and I found a perfect. I thought, I'm gonna get one, and I picked Ralph because he had a little white paw, and I was like, oh, he's got like a little, his skin's different and my skin's, I've got psoriasis, so I'm patchy, and I was like, look at us being patchy together. And he's great. But when the guy dropped him off, so I went to the house to view my son. And I was like, I love him so much. And then when the guy dropped him off, his brother still hadn't got home yet. He brought the brother as well. And I was this close to being like, give me the other dog too. Give me two dogs.
Yeah,
and it was so cute. And then, but then he left. And I had this sudden realisation that I was 28 years old, had never had a pet before, and then suddenly I've just had a pet.
You've just got a pet now.
He's had a pet. First thing he did, he took one look at us and pissed on the floor. And I was like, Welcome home. Make yourself comfortable. But it's great. The only thing I messed up with, though, the first night, everyone was like, he won't sleep the first night, and it'll be stressful. He slept like a baby, and I was like, my dog's very advanced. Like, he's over that state. That second night, he screamed, and he screamed, and he screamed. I had a headache. I had a migraine. I didn't feel well. I had nobody to ask. I asked Instagram. I shouted for the lesbians. They didn't come. I was like,
they seldom do.
Where were they? I leaned out the window and did the chant, and they did not arrive. And I was like, no.
What was the chant?
Lesbians.
Like the Domino's ad, but for a different sense.
I was like, you convinced me to get this dog. And I put on Instagram, I was like, what can I do? And everyone was like, put a puppy playlist on Spotify to like soothe them. There's like puppy music. Put your dressing gown in, because he was in his pen, but in my room.
Yeah.
Put the dressing gown in the pen, lie next to him. They were like, whatever you do, just don't let him in the bed. Don't let him in the bed. Within half an hour, I had that dog in the bed and he was asleep. And I thought, I don't care. Like, surely this choice I've made now will not come back to bite me on the arse. That dog will not sleep anywhere but my bed. He will not. It is, and I don't mind it, but then you get a boyfriend and they get quite grumpy about it.
They can find another place
exactly.
to sleep.
I'm like, you go sleep in the dog bed.
Yeah.
You go sleep.
There is a spare bed.
Exactly.
It has bed in the name.
It's a bed. That can be your room, and this is mine and Ralph's room. But he doesn't like sleeping in the bed when it's summer. He's like, I'm too hot.
Too hot. That's fair enough.
I do think that choice I made at two, well, he wasn't 2 days old, he was 10 weeks old, has had lingering repercussions that I did not anticipate it would.
Do you feel like you and him now have like a sort of like language between, do you have like a way that you can communicate? Like,
yes.
If he like makes a certain bark,
yes.
You know that means, oh, he wants his cheese, or
exactly.
He needs a walk.
Exactly. There's like an attention bark, and then there's just like I've heard something outside bark, and I'm like, I know, I speak your language.
Yeah.
I speak, but he's great. He's a good boy.
Have you seen those, their videos of people who buy these buttons that you put on the floor and you teach the dog to use the button?
So I bought one buzzer. Now, you've met Ralph. Ralph is lovely, but possibly the most anxious dog I have ever met in my life.
Sure. Like
he's lovely. He's me as a dog. Uh-huh. He's lovely. He's friendly. And then he gets in an unfamiliar situation. And he's like, oh, I don't like this. And so I got one buzzer to try and teach him. So I thought, I'll just teach him. And I've like, you know, if I teach him to press it and maybe give him a treat for it. Mm-hmm. And then that's how you build it up.
Yeah.
That dog wouldn't even touch that buzzer. He was like, oh, God, I don't know what
And was the buzzer just
is.
Like, if he presses it, treat?
Yeah. So it would go like ding dong, like a little doorbell. And then I was going to give him a treat. So I was using his paw to press the buzzer. And you could see he was just like, I don't like this. And I thought, I don't think my dog's going to learn to talk.
So we're not getting to a point where he's got like a full keyboard.
I know. I follow that dog on Instagram. She's great. She can like, she can ask like, where's Savannah? Which is the mom's daughter. So like her sister, I suppose. I don't know their dog's family tree. Mm-hmm. But like, so she knows who the different humans are in the family. And I just thought, oh, I can't, sometimes, you know, like when you see the police dogs, I sometimes think, I wish my dog had a job. I can't imagine what job Ralph would be suitable for.
I hate to say it, I think it would be something in like office administration.
Yeah, Ralph, he wouldn't be a good drugs dog. Did you see about that drugs dog that got fired because it just wanted to be petted by everybody? I think that would be Ralph.
Yeah.
He would not be able to sniff out anything, but he'd be like, hey friend, hey, and then he'd get fired and then he'd be sad.
He would only like, you know, chase the rude drug dealers.
Yeah, he would.
A lot of them are very friendly people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I see the videos of the dog buttons all the
so
time.
Clever.
And I don't know if this was a true one. I think somebody might have been taking the piss a bit, but it was like they had all the buttons and then there was like, I've trained it to talk. Look, I'll ask it. Jerry, do you want to go out for a walk? And then Jerry will like tap the buttons and it will go like, no, stay home, feed me meat, bitch. And I was like, I just probably wouldn't put the word bitch in the button.
Training your dog to be Andrew Tate.
Yeah. Give me podcast mic. Yeah.
Where's my hat?
This is actually the exact conversation I had with Monkey Barrel, so let me do this. Yeah. So, so you do feel like, do you ever get, because obviously, doing this as a job, you have to sometimes let Ralph stay with other people or have other people look at. Do you ever like get a little bit jealous?
Oh, 100%. So he is very good with, he's obviously stay with my boyfriend and he'll stay with my parents. Anyone else I don't think he would stay with, or he'd be quite arsey about it.
He'd be arsey.
But that dog, the way he goes, it's full grandparent vibes. Full grandparent. His little tail's going, he's smiling, he's putting his paws on their shoulder, giving them hugs, and they're like, oh, where's my sweet boy? And I'm like, what is this? Where has this come from?
And these Ralph are the people just goes
who,
with
oh,
it.
He loves it.
Bit of a slut.
You are the two people who said, oh, I don't think you should get a dog. Oh, we're not bothered if you get a dog. Mm. And they worship the ground that those little paws walk on. He's there right now. He's at grandma and granddad's. And I thought, he'd be getting spoiled.
Spoiled rotten.
He'd be getting fed custard creams, which probably has also contributed to why he's on his diet. We had to have firm words. I went, no more custard creams. And my mum was like, I just give him a half. And I was like, well, you don't.
Also, I love that she says, I just gave him a half, as if it's like a pill.
Yeah. I just had half, see how he felt.
I just dropped a half of a bourbon. Oh.
When his tail stopped wagging, I gave him the other half.
Do you ever, this might be a bit of a weird question, do you ever wonder what Ralph would be like if he was a person?
Yeah, I wonder what he would sound like. And I think he'd sound very dopey. I think he'd have like a little toddler boy voice. Like,
okay.
I think he's perpetual. Because people still think he's a puppy and they're like, oh, is he a baby? And I'm like, he's three. He just pretends to be a baby.
He's been,
so
he's seen
be
some stuff.
He's treated like a baby. He has been through it. Yeah. But I do want, I would like them to be able to, you know, like the purge, not the dog purge. I don't want my dog to have a gun one day a year. But I would like my dog to be able to talk one day a year. I don't know if the purge was a good comparison for that. Something that happens one day.
Maybe Dr. Dolittle, where he talks to animals.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. That is a
no, but let's give the dog a gun.
Let's give the dog a gun. Give my dog weapons one day a year and be like, who has wronged you?
Yeah.
Who has wronged you?
It would be fascinating to find out who he thinks like his enemies are.
Yeah. He's got one dog who lives near me who he really doesn't like. He does big barks when he sees them. And I'm like, mate,
because he's not. I wouldn't think of him as a small dog, but he is small, I suppose.
He's small to medium, I would say.
Small to medium, petite.
petite boy.
He'd chop from Rachel Stevens' collection at M&S.
Yes, he would, 100%.
100%.
100%.
100%. Do you think now that you've had... So you've had him for...
3 and a bit years now.
So pretty much all of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am his mother now.
I wouldn't question it. No, you birth him, you breastfeed him. Yeah. Of course, yes. Do you feel like... having a dog has like changed how you engage with other relationships in your life? Because sometimes people, when they start looking after something, they go like, oh, well, see, as a new mum, actually have a lot of experience on like this type of relationship. Do you feel like that has carried into any of your other relationships in life?
I think, because it was weird, when I got the dog, I was like, I love this dog more than anyone, anything.
Yeah.
Nobody else will ever compare.
And you were single?
I was single. Yeah. And then I got a boyfriend and I was like, I love this dog more than anything and anyone. And you feel bad sometimes because I don't want my boyfriend to be aware that I love the dog more than him. I don't do very much to make it not completely obvious. Sure. And then I feel bad because I'm like, well, surely I should love, and don't get me wrong, of course, I love my boyfriend lots and lots and lots. But like, if you said to me, one of them has to leave the house.
Sure. Yeah.
I think I would pick Tom.
It's one of those things. It's one of those things where you'd be
Tom
like...
Tom could live next door and visit. Ralph doesn't know how to use a key. So if he leaves the house, he can't...
Sure. We can say all we like to justify it. But ultimately...
ultimately, I love my
It is one of those
dog.
Things where it's like, let's not ask the question because we're having a lovely day.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't like the answer. So let's just... you know what the answer is. Let's just not say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That makes sense.
One thing no one warned me about, though, so I'm aware I've got quite a cute dog. Like, and I know everyone says that, but I have a very conventionally cute dog, very teddy bear looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I like chatting. I like people. But sometimes, you know, you just want to go on your walk. You just want to walk that dog, do his poos, and go back home.
Sure.
And every single person wants to stop and talk to the dog.
Because you've given yourself
person.
A talking point.
And I'm like, why didn't I get a little ugly, scruffy dog? No one would have wanted to talk to him.
Just a real munter of a dog.
That would be my top tip to any listeners. Get an ugly dog. But everyone wants to stop. And sometimes it's nice because it's nice that... That's part of the reason I got him in the first place. I wanted an excuse to get out of the house sort of thing. So it was lovely.
Yeah.
Now I don't need an excuse. I can leave the house whenever I like.
Mm.
And I don't want to have unnecessary conversations. And sometimes I'm like, oh, especially if they've got a dog. I'm like, this is nice because then I can look at your... If they don't have a dog, I'm like, you've got nothing to offer me.
No.
I'm gaining nothing from this transaction.
I get what you mean. Growing up with dogs, and every time we take them for a walk, you would walk by someone in the field or on the path. And at best, you would get like one of these, just like, hello.
Yeah.
You know, and we always do that. And then sometimes the dogs will have a little chat, and then you sort of have to feel like you have to have a chat with the person and be like, listen, the dogs are having a special relationship.
Yeah, they can sniff each other's bums.
Yeah.
We don't even have to look at each other.
Yeah. Let the dogs make friends. I don't care if you live or die.
Yes,
I'll never see
100%.
You again. And that's that.
I am taking Ralph next month. Do you know Pop World? Are you aware of Pop World?
Yeah.
I'm taking Ralph.
The rave.
The like shitty club.
Where people like put like body glitter on and like...
I don't know if it's that one.
Oh, okay.
But it's a club. I think it's a chain of clubs, but they're very like... They're quite feral.
I've been to a Pop World. Weird sentence.
Yeah,
I went to a Pop World when I was an intern at Goldman Sachs.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
How off brand. But I remember going with like some of the other interns.
Yeah, Sticky Floor, that kind of place.
Sticky Floor,
cheap drinks, cheesy music.
Yeah.
But they are putting on a puppy party in the day, so I'm taking my dog to Pop World. There's prizes for best dressed. You best believe I'm going to dress that boy up.
Oh, let's get into dog fashion.
Absolutely. Ralph does not like a hat.
Okay.
Not like a hat. You try and put a hat on that boy's head, not Fran. But he'll wear like a Santa suit. He'll wear that.
Love.
He had a raincoat at one point, but I've never seen a dog look depressed until I put that raincoat on him, because it was like a little clear see-through Mac. And when he walked, he just went like, like it was squeaking as he walked. And those eyes just said, kill me. And I was like, okay, raincoat.
Bless.
He's got a bark house.
Yeah.
Like a bark house, but a bark house for when it's cold.
That's very
cool.
He's
got a bark house. But no, he likes a jacket. He's a jacket.
He's
dog.
A jacket kind of guy. Yeah. So we're not gonna see him at Pop World like maybe wearing like little tube top.
No, I don't
little
really
denim
like that.
Mini skirt, with a little thong peeking out the top.
Oh, maybe I might try a little skirt on him. Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Will you coordinate with him?
Oh, absolutely.
Match.
Absolutely. We're gonna be twinning. We're gonna light up that dance floor at 10 a.m. on a Saturday in Pop World.
Oh my god. I was with you until 10 a.m.
My concern is is Pop World going to be clean and safe? From it's 3
no, we're
a.m.
getting
till 10
shakes
a.m.
of the head. No,
I don't think they're going to turn. I worked in bars, I worked in clubs. I do not think that is good enough turnaround time. Safe enough.
Yeah.
That dog is going to find all sorts on the floor.
There was a club in Falmouth in Cornwall.
Yeah.
That I went to once or twice and carpeted.
Oh, no.
Floor has absorbed a lot of fun times.
I worked in a pub right by like St. James's Park, the football ground.
Yes.
So it was one of the closest pubs we'd get, and we were a sports pub, so obviously match days would be heaving. And there was one day, it'd been a really tough day, and then a guy won on the fruit machine, and he came and gave me like probably about 20 quid in pound coins, and he went, "That's for you." And it was near Christmas, and when you think, oh, this job isn't all bad.
Yeah.
There's good people out there. My faith in humanity is restored. And then I went down to do a toilet check just as somebody was projectile vomiting on the stairs. And
stunning.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I was lucky. I never had to clean the toilets.
The Lord gives and he takes away.
No, sometimes I would have to take the empty bottles out to the recycling bins.
Oh, yes.
But because it was... out the bins were outside and wasps are attracted to sugar. I was just sent to like a wasp's nest every time.
Every day.
Every time.
I can just imagine you in like a beekeeper suit.
They did. My dad gave me like really oversized gloves to wear, and he was like, "It's so that you don't get like any like broken glass in your hands or anything." But I was like, also. The wasps. All of the wasps.
It's like sending you to do a Jumanji trial.
A little bit, yeah. If Jumanji was on a much lower budget.
Yeah. Instead of the rock, it's just the pebble.
Not even a real pebble, like one of those hollow ones you get to hide your keys in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm full of secrets. Would you say you are solely a dog person, or do you think... at some point in your life, there may be room for another animal of some sort.
I quite like a cat.
So you do?
I do quite like a cat. My lovely friend Michael has got a cat, and I was playing with her, but cats aren't, you don't play with a cat the same as you play with a dog. So with a cat, I'm never sure at what point it's going to turn on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I can read a dog's body language, but with a cat, I'm just like, we're having, and that's the thing as well, cats turn like that. So they're like, we're having fun, now I hate you.
Yeah.
And she like bit me, but not like a proper bite, like just like a mouth bite. So I was like, right, well, if Ralph did that to me, I'd know it's playful, but I don't know if it's playful for a cat. So I just stopped playing with her, but then I was worried I'd upset her. So I had to text and be like, your cat just bit me, but I think it was a playful bite. And he was like, oh, no, yeah, that's playing. Like, okay. She does that to people she likes. And I was like, bitch, come back here. The fun can start again. But very different. Cats are very much, I like a dog because I'm needy. So, like, me and Ralph are very, very needy together.
You both give each other, like, the same amount of affection.
He wants to be adored. I want to be adored. He wants to eat shit off the street. I want to eat shit off the street. We get on very well. I feel like cats are too aloof. They're like, bye, I'm just going out for 8 hours. Maybe see you, maybe not.
It is very much like that.
I think I would need an indoor cat.
Yeah. One that you know, can't leave.
But then I'd feel a bit like, am I keeping you prisoner? Do you know you're an indoor cat? Do you want to be an indoor cat?
So my friend Karen has an indoor cat.
Oh.
Well, he's not an indoor cat in the sense that he goes outside. So he's just a cat. But he spends most of his time in and around the house.
Ah,
there's a garden.
So he's just a lazy cat.
Like,
mildly
agoraphobic cat? Let's say like
cats?
Docile.
Docile.
I don't think he gets along with all of the cats that live in that next door houses. Mm. So like, I would say he keeps himself to himself. And I love him.
Yeah.
Every time I stay with Karen, I go down to London. I always see him. Aww. I always go like, how's my... I am referred to as his uncle because his dad. But for some reason we say it in French and I can't remember why.
Oncle.
L'oncle Père is here. So he'll turn up and it will... If I'm staying for like 2 nights or whatever, it will be like a good day and a half before he goes like, okay.
You're here.
I see you're still here. In that case, I think it would be best if I just... sat on your lap and fell asleep.
That is cute.
In maybe about 45 minutes, I will hear something and stand up very quickly and put my full weight directly onto your genitals.
Yes.
And then I will extend my claws into your genitals
as
well. It's the claws.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the little tapping and then the stuff. And then you think they've settled and then they go... And they're like, oh, well, this is great, I guess.
I'm bleeding, but we're having fun.
Yeah, I'm bleeding, but you know what? What are the few scars between best friends?
My ex had a cat, and that was my, like, introduction to cats. Mm. And I was so desperate for her to love me, so desperate. And there was one, we were just starting to bond. She was just starting, I think, like you say, she was like, all right, this one's sticking
sure.
around.
Yeah.
And then she was on her, like, showed her tummy one day. And I was like, I know with dogs when they do that, it's because they trust you. So I tickled her tummy. And when I say, I was scratched within like half a second. That paw came at me like a ninja. My ex just went, oh yeah, she doesn't like a tummy touch. And I was like, maybe a heads up. That'd be nice.
I think the same with children.
Yeah. Volatile.
Oh, he's just started doing this thing where like if you give him anything, he will just like smack you around the head with it and then laugh.
It's just a phase. And I'm like,
My brother would do that because my brother's 12 years younger than me. So I remember when he was a little baby. And he used to do this thing where he'd come over to you, he'd like hold your hand and be like, oh. And then he'd put your hand in his mouth and he'd be like, okay, you little weirdo. And then he'd bite down and then you go, ow, because the child's biting you. And then he'd look up at you, laugh, and then bite harder.
And how many bodies did they find? Mind, I used to scratch my sister's eyeballs. My sister's 8 years older than me.
What did you say, sorry?
Scratch her eyeballs.
Your dad?
No, my sister.
Oh.
This has become a different kind of confessional.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What I heard was, oh yeah, my dad used to scratch my sister's eyes out.
No. So she was 8 years old. So she, when I was born, I think she was like, great, it's a doll, this is amazing. And she would like be so good with me and I'd repay her by simply lashing out at her eyes.
Huh.
Yeah.
I won't say the name of the friend, but I did have a friend who told me that it's funny now, but they wear glasses like me. These are glasses.
Yes.
Very brave of me to admit.
Very brave.
And apparently it's like a form of punishment. If they like misbehaved or something, their mum would take their glasses away.
No.
So they just had to be...
Well, if you can't behave, then you can't see. I'm about...
Go have a long, hard look at yourself. If you can.
If you can determine which of the three fuzzy shapes is you.
So that brings up an interesting point, though, because obviously there will be times where Ralph is not 100% a good boy.
Yeah.
Have you had an easy time like learning to like discipline him, or do you just like let him get away with it?
I was a bit soft at first, and then the barking was getting quite bad. And obviously I live in a flat, so then you start to worry. You're like, I ain't just got one neighbour. I've got... a neighbour above, a neighbour below, a neighbour... I'm in a Rubik's Cube of neighbours. This is hell. And so I got a... I tried everything. I just couldn't get them to stop barking. So I got... this is just recalled a memory. I got a dog trainer.
Yeah.
And I just said, having a bit of trouble, I was like with... like the barking and stuff, and she was like, right. And so she took me out with them and she was brilliant, she was really good. But she made me get like she was like, if you've got something that can squirt, like a squirty bottle, like a honey bottle, and I had like a Lucozade bottle, and she went, right, put some water in that trim, we're going to take him out. And she said, and if he barks, you go bah, and you squirt him on the back of the neck, just on the back of the neck,
on the back of the neck. And so not in his face or
not
anything.
In his face, on the back of his neck. And I was like, right, okay. And she was like, the whole thing as well, sort of preempting whether sometimes you want to get ahead of when they do it too. And I was like, okay. And so he barked at another dog. So as he did it, I went, but, and I squeezed the Lucozade bottle, but I squeezed too hard. And and because I went, but, Ralph turned to look at it. So I just swilled Ralph. And I fell off and she went, yeah, so maybe not that much water next time. And I was like, he had like little water dripping off his whiskers and his eyebrows. And he was just looking at me like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Oh.
But weirdly, it did work. But then it got really good. And it was things like if the doorbell went or something, he would be bad. And I was worried about when I was not in.
Yeah.
Got on really good with it. And then I went to Edinburgh for a month and he went to live with grandma and granddad. I've noticed some little naughtiness creeping back in, but I'm gonna get back on top of it.
Because
you never want to be... And she taught me as well, when you tell them off, you should never say their name. Because then they associate their name with being a bad thing. So if I go like, Ralph, then he associates Ralph with being... So then,
That's fascinating.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. So that's why she told me to go like, bah, bah. So it's just me walking around like a very disgruntled English gentleman going, bah, every time he barked. But it did work, Like I say, it's creeping back in, but I think it's because I've stopped going, bah, every time he...
There must be times where you're just like, I really don't feel like the full performance of going, bah.
Exactly.
So I might just let you get away
with
it.
And I had a beanbag I had to throw as well, because the noise apparently distracts him. And I was like, I'm not going looking for a beanbag every time that dog barks.
Yeah.
No, but he is pretty good, but yeah. He does get in a huff if you tell him off. He turns his back on you.
I can see that. But, I mean, the few times I've met him, he's always been lovely.
Yes, he's very, very chill.
He's a very nice dog.
I remember him, like, waiting at the bedroom door for you to get up, and I was like, dude, that's creepy.
Who wouldn't? So, to sum up, then, your relationship with dogs. This is your first dog. You didn't have dogs growing up.
No.
So this is sort of like, you know, you're a first-time mum.
I am, first-time mum.
Do you think, if you just think about, not necessarily just Ralph, but just, like, dogs in general, like, if you had to describe how, like, a dog makes you feel, what kind of words come to mind?
I feel like I'm a lot more content with animals than I am with people. Mm, and I think it's because I don't have to have a conversation. So I can be with them and I can show them I like them, but without having to actually speak, which I think is a lot more. I'm not very good in social situations, and I'm always worried about saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong. I can't say the wrong thing to a dog.
Yeah,
because he can't understand me.
So, yeah, he doesn't write reviews for Chortle. What's he going to do?
He does not. One time I did bring him to a gig, and as I started telling the joke about the Tories, he barked right on cue, and I thought, oh, you can stay.
Yeah,
you can stay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I find being in his presence very, like, if I had to think of my top three people or animals who I would want to be with, like, Ralph would definitely be my top three.
Yeah.
Out of, like, everyone, I just find him very comforting. He's great. And there was one time I was sad and I cried. And he came and he put his paws on my shoulder and he licked the tears away. And I was like, you are an angel. You're a bark however much you want. I don't care. He licked the tears away.
Oh, and he was incredibly thirsty.
Very. He was like, salt. There was one time I had a friend round upset and she cried and he did the same thing to her, but she didn't find it as cute as I did.
Yeah, I think you maybe saw, like, that he's doing this because he knows that I'm hurting.
Yeah.
But then if it's somebody else, then it's just like, no, he just he's just like a freak.
He's weird.
He's just weird.
He's quite literally licking tears out of my eyeballs.
People, sorry. Are you guys okay?
Little taste buds on his tongue dust.
Okay. I do apologise for ruining what was a lovely moment between you and your son.
Just accidentally revealed that I actually don't actually hydrate him at all. If you want a drink, you have to make mammy cry.
No, you're a responsible mother. I'll make that clear.
We did do that thing once where, have you ever seen where people give their dog sparkling water instead to say how they react?
No, I've never seen that.
We are on different sides of TikTok. We did it. We put a little bit of sparkling water in a bowl and obviously they go away thinking it's water and he had a lick and he's like, eyes were... And then he went back to it and I was like, oh, we'll get him on off menu. He knows whether he wants... He knows whether he wants still a sparkling.
Well, do you think he could... Do you think he... Is it dogs? Dogs? Oh, it's never made a noise before. It's the timer to tell me to wrap up. Not that I'm having. When I'm not insulting your parenting skills. Do you think there's a chance that maybe he? Why do I think that dogs maybe have, like, not as brilliant a memory?
Yeah.
And so, like, he might have had the water and gone, that's not.
That's different.
That's not normal water or mummy special water. Yeah. So I don't know what's happening here, but I don't like that. And then he'll turn away and do something and then come back and be like, oh, there's water. I'll give that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He might have just...
Very goldfish brain. I'd love to know how much they can remember.
Yeah. I did. I was going to say, I think I've read. I saw a TikTok where somebody said that, the reason that, like, you know, people often feel like, oh, my dog's my best friend.
Yeah.
Is because, just like some of the stuff that you've said, when you're having, like, a little low moment and the dog comes over and does something and you maybe, like, you talk to the dog as if it's a person, but obviously they can't talk back to you. So really what you're doing is having a little bit of a word with yourself.
Yes.
And the dog is, like, a vessel a mirror. For that.
I did actually try and learn to talk to him once because I actually read this.
Oh.
Like, you know, when they sigh, when they go, like when they sigh, that means they're happy.
Oh.
So that means they're content, they're happy. So I thought, does that mean if I sigh at him?
Yeah.
If I make that noise at him, will he know that I'm happy?
He'll think you're happy.
So he, like, sighed and then I went and sighed back and then he went and sighed back and then the two of us are just sighing at each other like a divorced couple. And Tom was like, can you both stop heavy breathing? I was like, we're not heavy breathing. We're expressing our love for each other.
That's our thing, actually. He gets it from me. He gets his breathing from me.
And then I read a really sad thing, but so Ralph brings my clothes through all the time if I'm gone. And obviously it's because it's got the smell on.
Oh.
But then I was doing a bit Googling about it. And apparently, once your dog can no longer smell you around the house, so say like if I was to go to Edinburgh for a month or something, they think you've died.
Oh.
Once they lose the smell of you.
And then what happens when you come back?
That dog loses his mind.
They're just like, no, you're dead.
He's
this
like, oh my God,
happening.
It's like the Sixth Sense.
It's like Dirty Den coming back in EastEnders. Yeah. Oh.
What?
Well, all
what
of my
love. What a lovely
love,
note to end on.
What a lovely
when
note to end
when your dog
can't
smell you anymore at Thanksgiving dead.
Well,
enjoy your hooch.
All of my love to Ralph.
Yes.
One little thing to do with you before we let you go.
Of course.
And enjoy the rest of your day here. It's called Quickfire Feelings.
Oh, lovely.
I just say some random topics. You just tell me very briefly how they make you feel.
Perfect.
Okay? And the first one, everyone gets asked this one.
Yes.
How do you feel about dark chocolate?
Love.
You
big
love.
Big fan. Big
More
fan.
More people seem to love it than hate
I
it.
I really like dark chocolate.
In any particular form?
Give me a Bourneville any day. I got a Velvetizer for Christmas.
So oh, let me, incredible.
Let me velvetize that shit. Yes, please.
I'm a milky love. Man. I do a 50,
ooh, a little 50%,
or the flavoured ones.
There's a banoffee flavour out at the minute.
Stop it.
Which I'm very tempted to try.
Fuck off.
Banoffee. Yeah. So it came up as suggested for you, and I was like, damn right, I'll go with them. That's arrested for me. Suggested for me.
I'm going to go to the shop and get some after this.
Banoffee.
I didn't know they brought out new flavours.
They have.
They usually tell me. I'm a VIP at Hotel Chocolat. How do you feel about Cheryl Cole?
Love her.
Love her.
Love her. Where I lived in Heaton when I was at uni, the Chinese takeaway had a picture in the window because I think when she did X Factor, she'd gone to the takeaway there.
She must have done.
I think she's
I'm
great.
Sure she did.
Another of my favourite TikToks is any videos of Cheryl Cole on like the Ghost. What was it, the Ghost Hunters with Derek?
Just tap the fucking table. Yeah.
Big fan.
Famously, the reason my Cheryl Cole impression is in the show is because I ad-libbed it and then sent it to you to give me notes on. And you're
I told you, keep it.
Yeah.
So keep it in.
Yeah, and that's why it's there.
Good.
How do you feel about tough mudder?
Oh, no. I wouldn't mind like an easy mudder. But tough mudder just sounds...
A gentle mudder.
Gentle mudder. Anything that's got that like, bruh, this is going to be hard. I'm like, well, not for me then.
No. I've done it once.
Yeah.
30 miles.
Really?
Got tear gassed at one point.
Oh, God.
Yeah, tear gassed. And then I was just like, yeah,
was
but
that
like
part
it's...
of it or just...
I didn't know I brought it from home. Yeah. No, you crawl into like a little tent. You have to like crawl, but then there's tear gas in the tent. You also start off like you run a mile and you get dunked in ice cold water and I stopped breathing and then they were just like, no, stay in the water. And I was like, I can't breathe.
There's no, not for me. I like a fun run. It's not fun, but at least they call it a fun run to make you feel like it's...
I tolerate a run.
I've done the Great North Run 3 times and I've never been tear gassed.
I was going to say, you're a bit of a runner.
Yeah, I've never been tear gassed at the Great North Run. There's always this year.
There's always a chance. Are you running it again?
I am.
You are for charity, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Which charity?
I run for Calm, which is a mental health charity.
Definitely look up. Yes. You must have a Just Giving or something.
I do.
We'll pop a link.
Or you can catch me running around the meadows every day in August.
Lovely.
I have to keep up my training.
Yeah, you've got to.
Yes.
You must. How do you feel about a crisp sandwich?
Love.
Yeah.
Love.
I've gotten
yes.
into them recently.
Oh my God. It has to be thick white bread. Like thick white bread. Lurpak. Got to be Lurpak. I'm sorry.
Thick.
I know
thick
we're
butter.
In a cost of living.
We're
but
not doing Marge.
There's some things you just can't compromise on. Doesn't matter what brand of bread, sacrifice on the bread to make up for the Lurpak.
Absolutely speak your truth.
And then crisps, I think it's got to be ready salted, salt and vinegar, or prawn cocktail.
Interesting.
Got to be
classics.
Nice strong flavour.
I've been, sometimes for lunch I'll make myself like a little chicken sandwich.
Ooh.
And then I will put a layer of Doritos Chili Heat Wave.
Heston Blumenthal. Eat your heart out.
What can I say? Like, I am a foodie.
Yeah. I used
to
do that with pasta bakes at university. I'd crush up ready salted crisps and put them on top so they went crispy.
Yeah.
And I remember being at a boyfriend's house making that from one day. Because obviously, you know, you're at uni, you don't know how to cook, but like that was my like thing that I could make. One of the girls just came in the kitchen and went, I thought I was poor until I saw that. And I was like, excuse me? I was like, do not shit on my culture.
A crisp sandwich is a joy for any class.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, no,
crisps
I won't have that.
No, use some fancy, use some Seabrooks, use some Walker Sensations.
Yeah, if you have to, use
crisps,
a kettle
if
chip.
If there's one
yeah.
thing you can learn from this podcast, crisps have
no
crisps
they
have
don't.
No class.
Although there are a lot of truffle crisps popping up.
Oh, yes.
Truffle flavour, which I don't mind, but... I think there's something to be said about gentrification there. Finally, how do you feel about sitting on a bus mm-hmm. and someone is listening to music with no headphones on.
I hate, absolutely hate any public transport. I think if I could have my dream job outside of comedy, it would be like keeper of the quiet coach on the train.
Because they don't respect it.
They don't. And since COVID, it's gone because obviously they're understaffed. I appreciate that. But there's nobody patrolling that quiet coach. There used to be someone even just nipping through. And I don't like when someone makes their day out your day out. I'm like, no. You listen to your music with your headphones. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your phone call. No.
People who are just having full-on FaceTimes.
Yeah.
And just on the train
You
carriage.
Have to speak up because I'm on the train. And I'm like, no, that doesn't mean speak up.
No.
Speak down.
No.
Unless it's something juicy and then and do speak up.
Yeah. Record. Yeah. Put it out as a podcast.
Yeah. I was going to say my anxiety has no limits, but the limit is... Oh, no, it does have limits. The limits are if it's juicy... Then my anxiety goes away and I'm like, actually, yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah. I don't mind. We love a bit of juice.
We do.
We love a bit of juice and a bit of hooch.
Lovely.
That brings us to the end of the episode.
Amazing.
What a lovely time if you have a nice time.
What a lovely little chat.
Good.
We should have more Saturday chats over a pooch.
A pooch and a hooch. A pooch about pooch.
Double pooching.
Pooch about pooch.
Now it's sounding weird, isn't it? Now it's sounding like a Pornhub category.
I'm not going to Google it.
No.
Pooching. No, it definitely is a thing.
Oh, no. What if this is going to attract the wrong audience? Well,
we
I hope you've enjoyed
that in the description.
If it was not what you expected.
Yeah, you can come now.
I'll close my eyes.
Before we let you go, is there anything that you'd like to plug? Where can people follow you? Do you have shows coming up?
I'm going to be at the Edinburgh Fringe at the Monkey Barrel. All month, apart from Wednesdays, because I took Wednesday off so I could go home to see my dog.
Lovely.
Very much so he doesn't think I'm dead. Very crucially important. And that will be Monkey Barrel, 12:30. It's a nice midday.
We're early girlies.
Yeah, bring a crisp sandwich.
Bring a crisp sandwich. Yeah.
I always say this, but I'm like, bring in. I mean, I don't know if I'm meant to tell people to bring in snacks, but I'm like, bring in. Bring your lunch.
Whatever. And what's the show called?
Big Girl Pants.
Lauren Pants and Big Girl Pants. Look out for it.
Yes.
Lovely. Well,
thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can follow us at I've Had a Rosé. Please leave us a nice review. Do I have to plug anything? Oh, I have a show at the Fringe.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, also at Monkey Barrel at 1:30. You could double
back
end
to
us.
Back.
No, not the pooch people. Yep. That's not what I mean. No. Thank you for listening. We'll see you for another episode very soon. Goodbye. Thanks for listening to another episode of I've Had a Rosé, Let's Talk About Feelings. Well, I assume you've listened to the episode. If not, hope you're enjoying your nap. If you did enjoy the episode, why not subscribe to it on your favourite podcast platform? And if you really enjoyed it, why not leave us a nice review there whilst you're at it, specifically on Apple Podcasts or Spotify? It would really help us out. And of course, you can tell people about the show and tag us using the handle I've Had a Rosé. You can also follow us on all forms of social media where we're posting our favourite clips from the show and extra little bits of content here and there. Thanks so much for listening and see you again for the next episode.